This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Was really getting into big breaking news. We'll do that next segment because I want to have a lot of time to get into it with he and Robert Barnes and the big move that Trump says is coming. And you see the Attorney General coordinating with all 50 states, leading it. That's Trump taking action. So he is delivering so far. Will it be enough? Will it be soon enough? Zach Voorhees is a huge Google whistleblower. But I want to get back to where you were right there with Barnes in this segment. You agree with that statement that these inbred global powers know they're in decline. They're trying to kill competition, kill sovereignty, kill freedom, as if that will keep them in a position when all they're doing is making the world more unstable. But there's this weird evil instinct. Is that a way to quantify it, or what is the sickness of the establishment? Why would they be trying to break up families and dumb people down and do all this?
Well, I mean, the way I explain it is explaining to other people why Alex Jones, InfoWars, has been ahead of the curve on so many topics and subjects. It's a recognition of the problem of power. Particularly, it's a culture of power, a sort of cult of power that leads to this kind of manifestation as it has historically over time. Things like human sacrifice traditions, things like elevating the individual over the community, things like elevating about being anti-religious and anti the community's traditions and cultures in more ways. All of those structures are sort of reflected in a long tradition of elite behavior in society that is a manifestation of a deranged version of a power-driven cultish culture of the elite. That the only reason why they are elite and seek to be elite is to have extraordinary power, which only makes sense if they're using and abusing that power. So that thus you see
pedophiles. Which is why you get organized pedophiles, I'm about to say, yep. Because to carry out that vampiric operation, you've got to be in power.
Exactly. In fact, when I used to represent victims of domestic violence, victims of abuse, you would discover certain patterns of behavior, and all pedophilia behavior is power-driven. So that it's not, I mean, it's the reason why people had questions about the Michael Jackson case. He didn't fit that. Michael Jackson really didn't fit the power-driven dynamic. He fit the dynamic of someone who wanted to be a kid for the rest of his life, which was not
someone who'd been abused.
And someone who really just wanted to be 12 years old, not abuse 12 years old. That's where I knew people who were involved in the case, and there was not really strong evidence of abuse in his case. Unusual behavior, no doubt, but not pedophilia. Not like Epstein. Epstein is a power-driven case. That's what you see with pedophiles.
He loves to humiliate beautiful women.
Exactly. That's where you see the Clinton dynamic. Clinton sort of, one minute he wants to sort of romance them, the next minute he wants to abuse and dominate them. That's why he has an unusual psychopathology in combining multiple affairs and illicit behavior, also with abuse and rape allegations and sexual harassment allegations, because he reflects that combined power-driven psychological motif. And the Clintons are sort of the ultimate expression of that elite ideology that celebrates and worships the idol of power, the cult of power, the culture of...
I want to get Zach's take on that, and then I want to tie it into... This is a real fetish with women and their husbands and who enjoy killing their baby, and I'm going to kill the little bastard. I've got power, and it's a sacrifice to them in total arrogance, in total selfishness. I mean, these people are just committing their souls to hell, Zach.
I mean, yeah, and I'm actually worried about if I'm going to get in trouble talking about too much truth, because I've got one.
You're going to have the floor when we come back, because I know we've been rattling on, but we're going to break in a minute, but whatever you want to say, say it.
Okay, so yeah, this has been going on for a really long time, for thousands of years, and Jeffrey Epstein was, you know, a conspiracy theory, but now all of the information about what he was doing, which was a blackmail operation for the elite and the politically connected, that's all coming out right now. And Jeffrey Epstein is not the only one. It's now coming out that Hugh Hefner was also part of this network. And that the gatekeepers and the globalists, in order to allow you to be, you know, famous or a politician, you had to produce a blackmail file. And through this blackmail file, if you ever turned against the globalists, then they could just take this blackmail file out and then you would be done. That would be it. So this has been going on for a really long time, and we're entering into a new phase of society with all of this being exposed. It's a brand new day.
Well, I mean, I've never really seen that or heard that about Hefner, but I mean, if you can't sit back and see that whole operation and the thing with the Bill Cosby and all of it, I mean, that all fits the MO. Yeah. I got invited to Hefner one time and I said, hell no.
With the daily wear and tear of the environment on our skin, it's only natural that it starts to crack to take damage. Wind, heat, water, and age are telltale signs that it's time to start taking care of your skin. With the InfraWars Super Silver Cream, you can keep your skin feeling silky smooth and begin to heal the damages of the world around you. Created with ingredients like coconut oil, vitamin E, and the incredible Silver Sol formula, InfraWars Silver Cream works triple duty, supporting the beautifying and protecting of the skin in a fast, non-greasy formula. Small and easily stored, it can support dry and damaged skin to reduce fine lines and wrinkles while smoothing and softening calluses. With none of the harmful ingredients found in other formulas, you can be sure this Silver Cream is hard at work promoting the healing of your skin. Don't miss out on the new Silver Sol powered can't miss formula. Get the InfoWars Super Silver Cream today.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight, you better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Coming up, director David Lynch is going to be on the show today.
That's right.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
First this.
Are the Clintons corrupt?
Do bears go potty in the woods?
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Cell phone radiation. This is your brain on cell phone and wireless radiation. Any questions? This message is brought to you by InfoWars.com in the hopes that if you're going to fry your brain and body with radiation, that's your business. But for God's sake, let's protect our children. All right, Robert Barnes riding a shotgun. Zach Voorhees, the huge, biggest Google whistleblower ever. We were getting into the bottom of the rat hole. You were during that 1 minute break, you were saying some powerful stuff, and we're going to go to Zach. Recap, because you know, you work in LA. You did most of your practice there. You were saying, I said, is that true about Hefner from your intel? And you elaborated on it.
Sure. So my understanding from the people that I had some clients that were Playboy Playmates and others, and they said that the various stories about Hefner were generally not true, that Hefner was mostly a sort of a stand-up guy, whatever you think of his lifestyle, but that he wasn't connected to the other Hollywood culture. But there were people that were hangers-on that would go to the parties, that would go to the famous Playboy parties, and at those places they were seeking people to exploit, people to expose, people to sort of put into a variation of a human trafficking ring, and that those were the people, they would call them people to watch out for, people to look out for. But they were used to it because Hollywood culture is rife with it. It's a culture driven by extortion. It's a culture driven by power, power over culture, power over ideas, power over people. That's why it's disproportionately riddled with pedophilia and pederast kind of personalities and people who abuse children routinely and regularly, people who abuse all kinds of people. And you've had wide range of young actors come out and talk about it, talk about how often and how frequent they've been subject to abuse, how routine and regular it is, how commonplace it is, how it was industry standard practice. That's the reason why there was a reason why Harvey Weinstein thought he could get away with whatever he wanted. There's a reason why Epstein moved so easily.
Well, you said it. It was also a power thing because
yes,
came out a few years ago. Who's the black actor? I forget his name. He plays the president in Idiocracy. He talked about how dudes would grab his crotch.
Oh, exactly.
Well, that happened to me three times. Yeah, Terry Crews. But it wasn't sexual. It was a power thing.
Oh, Brendan
Fraser. And then one time I said, listen, I'll beat your ass. And then at the end of the meeting, the guy was like, well, hey, drive safe. He goes, are you threatening me? He got really scared.
Yeah.
But I mean, it was like a guy just grabbed. I was like, what the hell are you doing?
Oh, yeah. There's a reason why people like Wesley Snipes, who is my client, people like Paul Newman, people like Gene Hackman, people that are more sane.
Move away.
Exactly. You'll see them physically get as far away as possible. You know, Gwyneth Paltrow was hinting at the Harvey Weinstein problems for years, and the media was suppressing it. I knew people that worked for Weinstein, went to a Kentucky Derby party with those guys, and it was clear what Harvey Weinstein was up for a long time, but everybody was intimidated and terrified to talk about it. And it's a power-driven culture. It's a culture that wants power more than anything else. It's not a coincidence that in Washington, D.C., in L.A., you'll find some of the highest disproportionate degrees of pedophilia, pederast behavior, missing children are disproportionately present in both populations.
Well, let's get honest, folks. There is evil in the universe. It seeks power. When we deny that's happening, we give it carte blanche. We're here to admit it exists. And I thank all the listeners for their support, because without you, we would not be here, and history would be different. Zach Voorhees, I'm going to shut up the next few segments, because I want you to roll. Get into the news. Get into the great work. What do you think the globalists are trying to build? And then what's the big breaking news?
Well, you know, politicians, presidents, influencers have all warned us that there is a global conspiracy to create a one-world totalitarian government. And this plan has been in place for thousands of years. And whenever they set a timeline to achieve this, you know, whether it's Agenda 21 or Agenda 2030, when that time comes, the timescales are always moved to the future, because the great work has never been able to be achieved. The human spirit of sovereignty comes and smashes it right as they believe that they're about to achieve victory, which is what's happening right now. Like, what's happening right now is not unique. It's yet another part of the timeless cycle throughout history where, you know, conspirators try to create, you know, a totalitarian system. And then the spirit of God, you know, empowers the people to rise up, you know, throw off the mask and are able to see them for what they really are and destroy their new world order. And then they have to scamper back and then regroup and then try again. And that's what we see over and over and over again. Google is just another example of this new world order totalitarianism. And I believe that they thought that they were going to, you know, achieve it with this. They certainly have penetrated further than I had actually expected as an employee. I mean, parents are telling me that, you know, not only do their kids use the Chrome browser and Gmail, but that they're also using their Chromebooks and all of their educational studies. And the amount of de-infiltration that needs to happen in the United States is just a massive project that will take years to unravel all of the things that Google has been able to do to get into every aspect of our lives. And that's the reason why I've been advocating for a Google detox. I've been doing it myself. Instead of using Chrome, I now use the Brave browser, which is based on the open source version of Chrome, but without all the bad stuff in it. Instead of Gmail, I now use ProtonMail. Instead of Google search, I use DuckDuckGo and StartPage in order to find the information. And what's really interesting is that a lot of these alternative services are now better than what Google's products are.
Oh, Google doesn't even work now. It's a broken, fried system.
Well, I mean, it's amazing how basically there is competitive entrepreneurial economic opportunity by the degree to which the monopolistic cultural manipulation and curation that Google's engaged in has created. And that's why they are living off of their monopolistic practices that violate the law, of leveraging their access of their search engine control and their video control.
It's like a cancer.
Absolutely. It's a viral cancer that is trying to spread and plague the modern mind and keep it from being independent and separate from their mind control efforts, which is all about dictating what people think and how they think and what sources they're allowed to think about and what ideas they're allowed to express and share with.
And Zach, we'll get more into the breaking news here in a moment, but you're saying, you talk to a lot of these folks, and I see it, that a lot of people are kind of compartmentalized. This is a big awakening for the average Google employee, really getting decompartmentalized, but also I think then having the courage for other people in big tech to realize that it's their right and duty to speak up about this.
That's right. You know, we have a voice and we can tell other people about, you know, information that they may not be aware of. And this is part of the Great Awakening. I'm having this conversation with my friends about, you know, today is 9/11, and the official narrative of what has happened doesn't check out. The facts simply don't support the hypothesis that's been pushed by the mainstream media and the government in the past. And so it's our responsibility as sovereign individuals to find out what the truth is and spread it, because the truth is viral, which is the reason why that there is so much misinformation being pushed by the mainstream, because they have to push it or else the truth will come out and challenge their established power.
I agree. We're going to break. You got some other, what's the other breaking news? Just give people an idea what's coming up.
There are 50 U.S. states and territories that are launching a competition probe on Google. There's one surprising state that is not, so come back to that after the break.
Okay, we'll talk about it on the other side with Zach Voorhees, riding shotguns, constitutional lawyer. Robert Barnes, I'm your host, Alex Jones, and this is the InfoWar. Please don't forget InfoWars.com/show and band.video. Easiest place to find my show, all the other shows, and a bunch of new shows we're adding is band.video. Please share that link. It's not as restricted on YouTube and Facebook and Twitter yet. Band.video.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. Many veterans are unsure what benefits they have earned for their service. Here is your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. The VA can't help you until they know who you are. So go to the VA.gov website and look for a DD-214. Fill it out and you'll get a copy of your service record. Take it to the local VA office to see what benefits you can qualify for. You protected us, so it's time for America to protect you. This has been your veterans tip of the day.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Stop before Kokomo. Those nights were on fire. We couldn't get higher. We didn't know that we had it all. But nobody wants you before the fall.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I am your host, Alex Jones, and you know, we're not going along with the power structure. We're not taking orders from anybody. We're just organically researching and trying to build a better human future and standing up against a lot of powerful cartels, one of the most powerful, the big medical cartel, the military-industrial complex of medicine, and all the crimes it's committed, all the things it's gotten away with. And now to see Google and Facebook covering up mainline studies about fluoride and cancer and IQ reduction and covering up glyphosate and covering up, I mean, they're just doing anything evil you can imagine and clearly being paid to do it. And then lying to Congress to get away with it. Zach Voorhees is a huge Google whistleblower. I wanted to get into the 50 attorney generals and you know, his perspective, being a former Google engineer who just left in the last few months. But Barnes, I asked you about this, and I mean clearly this is Trump to the 50 attorney generals. It's Barr coordinating it. Explain how we want to get the states working with the feds. Explain why you think what you're seeing so far is good.
So, to give you an example, this is the biggest legal antitrust coordinated investigation by state criminal and civil authorities in the history of the country. You won't find another comparable example of this. So when they went after Microsoft, it was just the Department of Justice in a few states. When they've gone after, when they went after the big trust in the late 19th century, early 20th century, it was only a scattering of states and federal governments. Many of them didn't even have the tools until the 19-teens, 1920s, 1930s to take meaningful action. And even then at that stage and at that point, only a few did in scattered form. So what you have here is the reason why you want it coordinated if you're on the government side and why you don't want it coordinated if you're on the Google side is because they're going to make sure they don't step on each other's shoes, step on each other's foot, and step on each other's toes in ways that interfere with, intrude, or impair their ability to be effective. So basically, each one is pursuing their own particular focus, an area of focus, based either on a state law provision that's unique to that state, or the feds approaching it from the antitrust perspective that's particular to the antitrust laws, which often differ from various state anti-competitive law provisions, consumer fraud law provisions, privacy law provisions. So they're facing a massive scale, wholesale investigation into every aspect of their economic and political activities across the board from a wide range of places.
Why do you think Barr and Pick Paxton in Texas to coordinate the rest of the states?
Because Texas has the most economic and political power in play, that has the most willing to be independent, investigative, pro-free enterprise, but also anti-monopoly, anti-political meddling, anti-election modeling, attorney general in the country. So he's willing to be the most on board with Barr's agenda.
And Texas is in the Democrat crosshairs to go blue, and everybody keeps thinking that can't happen. We're 2 to 4 years, folks, okay? We're in deep trouble. Every Texan better get up and wake somebody up and better get politically active now. Please, for your own good.
Well, they're already manipulating the ways they manipulate in Texas. They manipulate across the country. Today, the University of Houston released a survey that basically shifted the actual percentage of voters. So it increased the number of Mexican-American voters. It increased the number of immigration-sensitive Mexican-American voters, as opposed to older generations of Mexican-American voters who've been here in Texas for multiple generations, many of whom are InfoWars fans, for example. Those voters were excluded from the poll to highlight other voting groups. group to create the impression that Texas is already going to go Democrat so that when they manipulate and meddle in the election.
You believe it.
Exactly.
And that's what Trump keeps saying. It's true. These are fake polls. But
completely.
Democrats, once they take a city over, it never goes back because they engage in election fraud. They are a criminal mafia. Zach Voorhees, what do you make of Robert Epstein coming out and getting so much traction with what he's saying about the basics that Google and Facebook can just push a push notification to only the Democrats and win elections?
Well, yeah, you know, and this has been happening for a really long time. MTV was doing Get Out the Vote, and Google has the power because they have such a monopoly, unlike MTV, but they have such a monopoly that they can identify which users would be likely to vote Democrat due to their cyber phrenology expertise. And then they can push a notification to that person either by, you know, their search engine or through a Gmail notification for them to go out and vote. But they may not do that for a conservative. And that wouldn't necessarily be illegal. It would just be something that they do, which is really ironic because they're acting as an unlicensed lobbyists. I want to talk about the antitrust action because to get an idea of the scale of what's going on right now is that it's not just the DOJ and it's not just the states and the territories, but it's also the city of New York is now joining in on this antitrust effort. So it's from city states all the way to the federal government that are doing this, but there's actually one state that's missing from this list of 50.
Really?
And I was wondering if you could figure out which one it is. Take a guess.
I don't know. Tell me.
It's California.
Oh, of course. Oh, yeah.
You're right. Yeah, it's California. So Dr. Robert Epstein brought up a really good point with this. And what he said is, do you know why California's attorney general didn't join the other 50 attorney generals who just launched an antitrust action against Google? Because California AG Becerra has accepted significant campaign contributions from Google.
Wow.
Which is headquartered in his state.
So that's hiding in plain view. So when I saw all 50 states signed on, that's a false headline. It's only 49.
It's states and territories.
So that's how they 50 states and territories. That's how they trick you. Wow. So that's another way they semantically, you think 50 states. It's not. Good point, Zach.
Yeah, the other state that has joined in on this right now is Alabama, but I don't have any more news on why that is, but I'll be posting about it later because I'm investigating that currently.
That is huge. So it looks like 50 states. It's not. It's and territories. Wow. Yeah. Well, you know, if Trump doesn't get a handle on this, I mean, obviously, they already stole the House in 2018, and I think Trump will lose no matter who they run against him. If he doesn't do something about this.
Right. This is his only threat. The only people who can beat him. He's been able to beat the establishment press. He's been able to beat the Democratic political machine. If you could beat the Clinton machine, you can beat any political machine. His only risk, the one that stole the popular vote from him in 2016, is Google, is big tech.
And his argument is, well, they were really against me in 2016, and so I'll be no. More campaign stops, more speeches, don't do it, Trump. Okay, if all your tens of millions of supporters can't share stuff and viral everywhere, if I can't get, like I was during the election, some weeks 50 million, 60 million, 80 million views separate from the audience, then how are people seeing what they said about you? It wasn't true. When they were saying that you hate all Mexicans, we'd show the real clip. It got 50 million views. Well, we can't do that now. And so, and they're blocking Trump everywhere, too.
Exactly. What he doesn't realize, I was tracking this in live time because I plan on placing a big bet on the election. And before I did so, my biggest worry was social media manipulation, which Professor Epstein was talking about. He's the good Epstein. Robert Epstein, like Robert Barnes. Jeffrey Epstein, like Jeffrey Dahmer. That's the way to separate out.
Yes.
But if you looked at it in detail, they backed off because they thought for sure he was going to lose. So they only did a little bit of tampering. It's nothing like what they're planning on 2020. And Trump is starting to get the message, starting to realize. And that's why he's got to take more assertive, aggressive action, or they will steal our elections, steal our country, steal our ID.
I agree. Let's talk about Bolton with both of you when we come back, because Trump's really been coming out against him saying he was doing some really bad stuff. What was that bad stuff?
Band.video.
is the answer to censorship. Banned.video is the answer for libertarians, conservatives, nationalists, pro-gun, pro-life, pro-human individuals to have their own platform where videos banned by YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter are still available. We've launched it, ladies and gentlemen. It's now live. Banned.video. Banned.video isn't just going to be a home for Alex Jones or David Knight or Owen Schroyer or Paul Watson banned videos. We are building it to be a place where banned memes are able to be posted and where a growing list of freedom-loving contributors are able to have a home free from being shut down, free from being censored, free from being silenced by big tech, the Chi-Coms, the Hollywood scum, and the globalists. Freedom of speech has a home. It's called banned.video. America and the world is fighting back against tyranny at banned.video.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans tip of the day. Did you know that perhaps as many as 50,000 disabled veterans have student loan debt? Are you one of them? Did you know that the president has issued an order not only to forgive the debt, but wants to make it easier and quicker and get it done now? So here's your veterans tip of the day. If you are disabled and you went to college, first of all, you are my hero. If you have been struggling with making the loan payments, you might be eligible to have your loans be forgiven, and there will be no federal income tax liability for the forgiven loan amounts. Contact your local VA center or go to va.gov for more information on how you can get this student loan paid in full. You had the courage to get an education. Paying off your loans is just another way for us to say thank you for your service. This has been Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Taliban right now harder than they've ever been hit. But when they did what they did in order to create what they thought was a better negotiating stance, I said, that's the end of them. Get them out. I don't want anything to do with them. And they've been hit very hard. And I know for a fact they said that was a big mistake that they made, and it was. But that was my decision.
John Bolton is a really bad guy. warmonger, a globalist. He sat back when we were sold out to Chi-Coms. The Trotskyites are who basically came over to the United States through Mexico after Stalin kicked Trotsky out, and that's who created the neocons. Very nasty group of people. Very bad news. Claim they're fighting radical Islam, but they're puppeteering it. And to see Trump come out against these guys is very, very exciting. Rand Paul is very, very happy, saying, we'll play that clip in a moment, that we're on the edge of a new world war, so you better be glad he's gone. Zach Voorhees, I mean, this just makes me like Trump more. Again, I've been massively persecuted for supporting Trump, and I've gone through hell for it. You know, I've had the establishment reach out, and I'm, you know, those are private meetings. It's not illegal what they're saying, so I wear the journalistic hat there, and you know, off record, you know, I mean, I'm just not supposed to say who. It's like, hey, you ready to come out against guns? You ready to, at least a little bit? You ready to come out against Trump some? Not a lot, just come out and it'll all stop. Well, no, that's not how I work. But that's the point things have gotten to, and people need to know that most people roll over to this type of stuff. You were going to tell a California Attorney General story in a moment about stuff like that. But, Zach, I mean, what's your view on Trump?
So, I've been very worried in the past with Syria and with Iran. I thought that we were headed into war, and I was quite upset. I was ready to abandon Trump when Syria was coming in, but then it turns out that he did a head fake on the deep state and bombed a bunch of ISIS terrorist strongholds instead and an empty airfield in Syria. And then there was reports that there was a UN weapons inspection site or a chemical site that was bombed. And I started to realize that actually Trump was doing a head fake on the deep state and sort of rooting out the deep state forces that were in Syria. I see the same pattern playing out in Iran. There was a drone attack that Iran did. Trump did this brinkmanship where we were about to go to war, it seemed like. And then at the last minute, he pulled back and he said, actually, I don't want to kill a bunch of people. And now John Bolton is fired. So what can make sense of all this? So according to my sources, Iran has its own deep state. And what Trump's action did is that they were able to pretend that they were getting into war. They got deep state actors in Iran to fire that missile that hit that drone. And as a result, the Iranian forces were able to arrest the individual. And now I'm hearing rumors that that there is an insurgency movement within the military to arrest not only the president, but a bunch of other senior level officials within the government and put them on trial. I haven't been able to confirm this. This is just what my Iranian source has told me is now the rumor.
Well, Trump even said that he thought somebody did it who wasn't authorized by the government. So we know there's wheels within wheels. We know that Bolton was sabotaging and leaking on the whole situation with North Korea. So the question begs, why would Trump bring someone like Bolton in? But you go back to bombing the Syrian airfield a couple times when they were putting pressure on him. Trump did masterstroke neutralize the war hawks that way, and he was against both Iraq wars, and he is trying to pull the troops out. So that right there only makes him go up in stock value to me, as Rand Paul has said. I want to get your take on that. Constitutional lawyer Robert Barnes here, a smart historian, on that in a moment. But here is Senator Rand Paul.
You know, I think the threat of war around the world is greatly diminished with Bolton out of the White House. I think he had a naive point of view for the world that we should topple regimes everywhere and institute, you know, democratic governments and we would make the world perfect or remake the world in our image. And frankly, it just doesn't work that way. There's a lot of history of getting rid of strong men in the Middle East and having them replaced by vacuums or chaos or actually making the place more hospitable for terrorist training. So I think his idea that the way you deal with Iran is you just topple the government, or the way you deal with North Korea is you topple the government, really wasn't what the president's been talking about. The president's actually talking about not having regime change and finding a diplomatic solution to some of these conflicts around the world. And I think the president deserves to have somebody who's his national security advisor who actually will try to further his policy and not try to stymie it.
Senator, your colleague Ted Cruz
Cruz, though, didn't quite feel the same way. He said that, "I sincerely hope his leaving," referring to Bolton, "does not mean that the deep state forces at state and treasury, who have been fighting tooth and nail to preserve the Obama-Iran nuclear deal, have finally convinced the president to go soft on Iran." What did you make of that?
I think it's more about whether or not we should intervene everywhere, whether we should have regime change, or whether we should try diplomacy.
Let's stop right there. Let's remember, a man broke six of his ribs and punctured his lung, and dozens of programs, including national comedy shows, have said they wish he was dead, and now courts are trying to let the guy off for what he did, trying to kill him, and there's a big dove right there. Now let's expand. That's a really smart point he made. You've got the Obama globalists arm of the deep state that funded the Arab Spring, that wants to implode Europe's borders. That faction wants the Iran deal to keep going, even though they're breaking it and getting nukes. I don't like that. Then you do have the war hawk neocons in league with Netanyahu that want to go ahead and knock Iran out. I don't want that war, but also I get Israel's point. Iran threatened to attack them. How do you see those factions, and where do you see this going?
So I see where Ted Cruz's point is, but I'm not sure it's, you know, Ted Cruz has a more hawkish position on Iran, a more of a willingness to end. War is not a realistic option with Iran. It just is not.
They've already got nuclear weapons.
Their scope, it would make Iraq, various military experts have said it would make Iraq look like a small-scale exchange.
It would look like a cakewalk.
Exactly. So it is a disaster and a debacle.
Well, they've got the sleeper cells that we let in all over the West.
Exactly.
So unless we're going to go, and I don't want to put all the Iranians in labor camps, unless we're going to put them in camps like Japanese, you can't do it.
You have all kinds of domestic risk, all kinds of international destabilization risk, and war is simply not a manageable option. An invasion is definitely not a manageable option, nor is trying to bomb them really a manageable option. Economically, we still have many options on the table. Trump has already torn up the Iran deal. There is no Iran deal left. Trump has already dispatched it, already imposed a wide range of sanctions, continues to go in that direction.
Maximum pressure.
Exactly. Yeah. Go right up the oil spigot. Turn off the oil spigot, and that's what will motivate Iran.
And that's why Iran's running around grabbing ships and stuff, because they're hurting.
Exactly.
So Trump's found the right middle way.
What Iran wants to do is they want to trigger the U.S. into invading, trigger the U.S. into a military action that will rally the local populace and rally the Arab world behind them.
And Netanyahu, he's in political trouble and stuff, so if he gets a war, that gets his bacon out.
Exactly. So the Netanyahu's always been too aggressive. Netanyahu was also one who supported the first Iraq war, said it was going to be easy and simple. Well, it turned out that was a little wrong. So he's not someone he's someone who's reasonably trying to protect his own country, but it won't be his bacon in the frying pan if we go to war in Iran.
Zach Voorhees, you want to comment on that?
I mean, yeah, I think that one of the biggest reasons why Israel doesn't want Iran to have the nuclear weapon is because they don't want the competition because they've got the nuclear weapon.
Of course they've got nuclear weapons.
Right? So they're just posturing so that they can try to goad America into taking out Israel's competition. And, you know, the Israeli, you know, lobby within the United States is really strong. I believe that Trump has been playing 4D chess, and I believe that he's played the deep state by pretending that he was going to go into war, and then at the very last minute, pulling out. And as a result,
he's definitely double-crossed the hawks, and that's a big deal. Speaking of, we'll finish up with that and get more into a few other issues with both of you amazing guys. And all the great listeners will have open phones tomorrow, don't worry. And don't forget, tomorrow we're going to have Houston, we have a problem. The final 10, the first big debate with all of them there on the same stage. That's Biden, that's Warren, that's Sanders. Out of Houston, we'll be covering it live with live coverage, Infowars.com/show and band.video.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I don't like to write myself into my own show, but obviously there's constantly a lot of international national news attacking InfoWars lying about us. Because they know we're Americana. They know we help get a populace elected. They're scared of it. They want to discredit that. They don't want it to be a victory. InfoWars shouldn't be a standard of victory and success and something to build off of. It should be something to hate and to look down on and to be forgotten. Well, we're fighting harder than ever, ladies and gentlemen. And Ted Cruz, every chance he gets on NPR and a Texas Monthly piece that also aired on NPR, I'm told, and at the Washington Post and CNN and the New York Times, anywhere he does these TV interviews, he comes out and backhandedly defends InfoWars, but says Alex Jones is a nasty nut. He says my dad killed JFK. But even though he did that, I support his free speech, and I'm surprised others aren't defending him. He basically started it into the podcast just yesterday on this with Texas Monthly, the national paper of Texas, as they call it. And, of course, the editor, Andy Langer, didn't defend me. But, Ted, let me put it on screen for you. Can we put that New York Times article up, please? It was Roger Stone that brought that out. And it was Trump brought that out. Roger Stone said that on my show. I covered it. And by the way, you in the same podcast talking about your dad and the Cuban Revolution and fighting Fidel from America and how your dad was a leader in it, that was all CIA fighting him. Your dad was in New Orleans then. Your dad was in the anti-communist group that Lee Harvey Oswald was in. All he said was he worked for the CIA, and as soon as that came out, within one day, you dropped out of the campaign when Ted Cruz was running around stealing delegates in Colorado and other places, had the Republican Party and the Never Trumpers, from Glenn Beck to Ben Shapiro, all working to block Trump. Now, I talked to you in D.C., ran into you, talked some on camera, some off. I said, hey, just stop attacking me. Stop lying about me. I'll support you. You're a great senator, even though you did some dirty stuff. And he said, okay, that's great. Well, I'll work with Trump when I can, and blah, blah, blah. Then he goes around and does these backhanded supports, which I guess in a world of cowards, I guess this is support of the show. But just come on, man. Don't say you love Trump now and all this. When it was Donald Trump did that. Can we put the New York Times back on screen, please? Okay, I'll put it on my phone. There it is. Donald Trump accuses Ted Cruz's father of associating with Kennedy assassin. Now, that's what was actually said. We didn't say your father killed Kennedy. We know who did that. Okay, and it's all come out. They got arrested that day and released. I don't just believe E. Howard Hunt. When I got the deathbed confession and aired it here simultaneously with Coast to Coast AM, we both broke that. And then all and the fact that he was arrested there in the rail car, and we knew who the other assassins were. Okay? So, no, we didn't say your dad did that. We said your dad was in the CIA and was in New Orleans and worked with Lee Harvey Oswald. Now, the New York Times actually got that right. So, I'm saying to Ted Cruz, why are you cozied up to the Texas Monthly with no readers? Or the Washington Post? You give a speech, or you get a million views. You do that Washington Post thing and had 5,000 views. That's your problem, is you're sucking up to the establishment when you should be running from it, Ted Cruz. So here's part of what Ted Cruz had to say.
I'm a big believer in the First Amendment, even the First Amendment for people who disagree with me. Very concerned about tech censorship and bias. And one of the things we saw some months ago is the tech platforms all deplatformed Alex Jones. Now listen, Alex Jones, I don't listen to his show, but from what I know of it, he's a nut. Not only is he a nut, he is a nut who has slandered me repeatedly, among other things, devoting significant airtime to claiming my dad killed JFK. Needless to say, I'm not an Alex Jones fan. Nonetheless, I defended his right to speak. I said, look, the way to respond to bad ideas is not censorship. You don't silence him. You respond and counter it. And a couple of things happened. One, I was disappointed that I didn't see anybody left of center defending his free speech rights. And that's a shift that I think is troubling, is that liberals don't tend to defend free speech the way 10, 20, 30 years ago they did. But two, you saw some, particularly media folks, saying, okay, Cruz is positioning himself for a subsequent presidential campaign to try to curry favor with the Alex Jones listening on it. The guy's a nut. No, the reason I defended his rights is precisely because he's been a nasty nut to me, to show this isn't about people I like. This is about that free speech protects everyone.
You know, Ted Cruz is, I agree with his policies about 95% of the time. I know he's a smart lawyer, but man, he's a liar, okay? And he knows damn well I'm not the person to say that. It's Donald Trump. So you were never Trumper then. Now, because it's expedient, you're nice to Trump. And so, Cruz, I hate Beto O'Rourke. He's a horrible, you know, crazy person, liar. You know better, and you need to knock it off. So when I post this to Infowars.com, I want listeners to send it to him in his offices. And just ask him to stop lying. Look, you hitched your pony to Glenn Beck. You did all these things. You made the mistakes. And I know it pisses you off when I say you're from Canada and you wear the cowboy boots and all this other stuff. I don't mind that you want to be a Texan. And your policies are very Texan-like. But just from somebody who's a ninth-generation Texan, whose family's name is on the state, you just need to leave it alone, carpetbagger, scallywag. Because at a certain point, it really gets old, son. Okay? Your dad was in the CIA. He said on one program he was thinking about suing me. File it, bro. Let's go. Listen, I held my nose and worked as hard as I could to get you elected. You damn well know you barely won because of my audience, which was the one that put you over the top. They're going to steal that election from you in 5 years if you don't stop it. All hat and no cattle, Cruz. But thanks for supporting the free speech. Just stop saying that I said your dad killed Kennedy. I heard he's not that good a shot. You want to comment on any of that?
Well, I think Senator Cruz does what he's done a very good job of is the defending free speech. What he's done a very good job of is exposing big tech. He was a little bit late to the party. They should have forced things through back when they controlled the House, not when it's more rhetorical than it is substantive. But at the same rate, Cruz is a peculiar personality. There's no doubt about that. There was those unusual TV ads that showed, like, very weird family interactions that they were trying to make look real. And there's an aspect of him that continues to try to appeal to the political establishment. This is a disease of Washington Republicans, where they want to get the Washington Post to like them. They want to get the Texas Monthly to like them. They want to get the New York Times to like them. They want to get these liberal elite publications that will never like them, even if they repented tomorrow of all of their conservative positions and recast themselves as newborn liberals. They would still always be seen skeptically and critically by the establishment. Left. There is never any appeasing that Stalinesque mindset mentality that dominates there. Now, all it is subjects you to potential other forms of criticism. So they should quit trying to appeal to them and remember who their base is. About a fifth of Cruz's voters are hardcore Alex Jones fans and listeners. So he should remember that the next time he's thinking.
That's all I'm saying is I want to get fully behind him, and then he runs around with these backhanded support. And he said he wasn't going to do it when I met with him.
Exactly.
I'm going to run into him again, and next time I'm not going to be so nice.
It was when people like John Boehner and others were going after Rush Limbaugh. They kept forgetting who is the most important people supporting them in their audience and keeping their
message. Bob, you've blown it out of the water. Great job. Zach Voorhees, you've done an amazing job. Come back again tomorrow during our live coverage if you want to pop into the show again. You've done a great job. Perpetual Maniac on Twitter. We got about a minute left. Closing comment.
It's really funny how everyone tries to appease the establishment press despite how evil they are and how racist they are, especially the New York Times. And what's really interesting is, you know, just look at the engagement metrics on Twitter. I get more engagement as just, you know, the Google whistleblower than the New York Times, the Washington Post do on most of their articles. And so to see these politicians continually go after this dying media conglomerate is mind blowing. My question is, do they not see the future? Do they not see, you know, the awakening that's happening? People are moving away from these old legacy media and they're going towards credentialed individuals online. And
I agree, Twitter, Zach. That's why they want to silence everyone that isn't them. So I appreciate Ted Cruz, and I'm not saying he's a scallywagger carpetbagger. It's just when he behaves like this, he becomes the outside usurper coming to teach us Texans, you know, that he's the big guy and he knows best. And it just sticks in my craw. And so he wants you to be larrapin' good, Ted. Hey, thank you, Bob. Great job, Zach. Great job, crew. War Room's coming up right now with Owen Schroyer.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support.
support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.